you know, I had fans come up with tears in their eyes. People were talking about it, and they just kept saying, you know, there's only one car cooler than that Hot Wheels car, and that was his Army car. And, heck, I was like 8 years old. I wanted to join the Army because of the Dom Perdomo Army car back then.
Hey, it's Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Toyota Supra, NHRA World Champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as we close in on the 70th annual U.S. Nationals in Indy, three-time world champion driver of the Napa Auto Care Toyota GR Supra, the one and only Ron Capps. Welcome back to WGN.
Hey, man, great to be back, especially this week.
Oh, my gosh. Well, NHRA, it's always a party, but this is the Super Bowl of the sport, the big go. Describe for the listeners just the unique vibe of this event.
Well, yeah, I'm pulling into the pit area right now, and it just reminds you when you pull in that this is not your average NHRA drag race. You know, they call it the big go. It's been called that for years. It's been called, I mean, just... it's the U.S. Nationals for a reason, and every year I've been involved with it, whether it was a crew guy before I drove or now as a driver and an owner. It's just, I just got my itinerary for the week, and I never, ever have an itinerary even half as full of places I've got to be and sponsor appearances and all that as we do here at the U.S. Nationals. So it's, once again, it's here, and it's, I can't wait.
No shortage of things to do, no shortage of storylines. This one, of course, everyone's trying to add that to their resume, but the event itself, you know, history, respect, reflection. The last time we talked, I think it was going into Route 66, and Don Schumacher was being honored. Obviously a great history with him, and Don the Snake Prudhomme, you guys have a great history, so much work with him as well. I love these paint schemes when you can throw back and kind of give that homage to the history, the legacy, and all the fans love to see that and to bring it forward. Big announcement this week. Talk a little bit about the car, the inspiration, how it came about, and what people are going to see.
Well, since we did the Hot Wheels tribute car, of course, you know, it was cool to do that car, period, because you and I and everybody that age grew up playing with those Hot Wheels and building those models. And so the fact that Don hired me as a nobody and saw something in me, and then, you know, obviously him and, you know, Mongoose, those are heroes to me. So to drive for the guy was a crazy thing for a kid growing up in the sport. And then to win the race, you know, to win the U.S. Nationals driving a throwback Dom Perdomo Hot Wheels car was something you couldn't even dream as a kid.
Yep.
So I didn't want to really go there again. And then fans just kept saying, you know, I had fans coming up with tears in their eyes, even like at our Joliet race. It lasted all year round where people were talking about it. And they just kept saying, you know, there's only one car cooler than that Hot Wheels car. And that was his Army car because he just dominated. And heck, I was like 8 years old. I wanted to join the Army because of the Dom Perdomo Army car back then. So we started the same process. The graphic designer does all of our paint schemes and did the Hot Wheels one last year. He's one of the best in the world at doing it. And he came up with an Army car with Napa on it, the same kind of font that Army was back then. And the same, I mean, it was like looking back in the 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever it was. And that was about 3 months ago. And I said, oh boy, here we go. Maybe we should do this. And it just kind of kept growing and growing. And here we are. I mean, we unveiled it yesterday, and I can't believe how many people are still just into that car. So I can't wait to get it on track.
I think the history of the sport, obviously it's great to connect with those fans and all those memories. And as you guys move forward, I think the sport is as strong as ever, and attendance is going to prove that here in Indianapolis this weekend. So talk a little bit about that. You know, this season, of course, couple championships, your team owner, you know, all the things that go along with that, lining up for the playoffs here, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, this is it's, you know, it's a big race as it is, but then you throw in, much like NASCAR, we have a playoffs as well that start right after this Indianapolis U.S. Nationals. So the U.S. Nationals becomes the last race of the regular season. And NHRA a few years ago implemented points and a half. So every round, every point you make is now almost doubled. It's points and a half from normal. So you can gain a lot or lose a lot depending on where you're at in the point standings. So you throw that into it. Plus, we have a special race that, for a lot of money on Sunday called the Pep Boys All-Star Shootout. and it's a call-out race. So we're going to do the call-out on Saturday. So fans will know by Saturday night. It'll be live on Fox on Sunday, but you will know who's going to race who. It's the top eight cars that qualified for that. So you throw that in on Sunday, and then this is one of the rare races that we actually race on Labor Day on Monday. So everybody, all your listeners, going to be barbecuing and hanging out on a Monday. Flip the tube on, because you'll be able to catch NHRA drag racing on Labor Day. And so, you know, you throw all that together, that's why it is the U.S. Nationals.
Yeah, every ticket is a pit pass as well. For those people that want to watch it at home, the folks at Fox do a great job kind of sharing the excitement, but we always talk about it. There's no substitute in motorsports for being there, and specific to the NHRA, there's absolutely nothing like it. And so for people hearing this on WGN, and we've got some promotions happening locally on stations in Indianapolis, I can't imagine that a lot of people, you know, that there are people that haven't been there, but there is. There's a whole wider world out there that is uninitiated to the excitement of NHRA. And Ron, so kind of share a little bit about that if you can. An opportunity not only to see the race, great action, and all of just the accolades that go along with it, but to meet, you know, some of the biggest stars in the sport.
Yeah, you know, I always talk about this because I grew up on the sport, and you know, your listeners, those that have been to an NHRA drag race, they're driving their car, they're at home, they're shaking their head like, yep. Those that haven't, it is the most unbelievable day or weekend you can take friends or family to an event. And I tell people all the time, the interaction, the closeness you get to the action is like no other sport. And I liken it to going to a Cubs or a White Sox game and actually going in the dugout in between innings and hanging out with the players, yeah, and then going back to your seat and watching that inning. That is a sort of every ticket's a pit pass that you get from NHRA drag racing. Literally, you can walk right up to John Force or myself or Tony Schumacher and get our autographs and talk to us and hang out and get pictures in the pit area while the teams prepare the cars. And you can be 5 feet away from the cars. And then you go into grandstands, you watch that same car and that driver go 0 to 330 plus miles per hour right in front of your eyes. So it's a very, very, I guess, for today's age, you know, everybody's penny pinching a little bit. It's the best bang for your dollar you can get to go see anything. So pretty cool.
And there's no bad seats in the house. You talk about, hey, people, like, meet people where they are. This sport does that. Wherever you are, the vibrations, the sights, the sounds, the smells of NHRA will meet you wherever you are at the U.S. Nationals. We'll have links up for tickets on WGNradio.com for that. And Ron, I know you're great on social media, always sharing all the stuff. Obviously, the information and the unveiling of the car was big news, but throughout the course of the weekend, you'll be doing that social media wise. Where can people go?
Yeah, I'm on all of them. I do my own, Ron Capps 28. We have a girl cast that does our team, Ron Capps Motorsports, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can go watch the unveiling live that we did yesterday of this very famous car with Dom Prudhomme. It's still up on our social media. So, yeah, Dom Prudhomme's coming into town as well, and I got autograph sessions with him, so the fans are really nice. Going to love that. So you can follow it on social media.
That's the greatest. All right, we're going to have links up for all of it, Ron. We'll let you get back to it, going for another championship there in Indy at the U.S. Nationals. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, I love being on the show. Appreciate it, guys.